So, first quarter's almost over. Jake Hughes has it on the far side for Novinger. Tigers lead at 20-6. Dobson back to Jake Hughes. Back to Dobson, around the horn to the near side to Lumen. Lumen back to Dobson or to Jake Hughes in the right wing. He dribbles it into the lane. Shot from the blocks is no good, but he's hammered by 55, which is Trey Treasure. Jake Hughes will be to the line. 52 seconds left in the quarter. Jake Hughes' first shot clanks off the front end of the iron, but it goes in. Hey, we got Jacob Shipman in for the Tigers. I think that's the first he's been in since his injury. Jake Hughes' second shot does the same thing. Watson to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Furtick. The right corner dribbles the baseline. Tries to get it over to Kale Watson. But it's intercepted by Jake Hughes. Ends up in the hands of Dobson to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes brings it across the timeline to Lumen. Back out to Dobson up top. Back to Lumen on the left side. Back to Dobson up top. Jake Hughes on the right wing. Jake Hughes to Dobson. Back to Jake Hughes, the right wing. Back to Lumen, the right corner. Back out to Jake Hughes, around the horn to Dobson on the near side. To Lumen, left corner. Lumen to Dobson. Thinks sending it to Jake Hughes, but back to Lumen. To Dobson. A lot of ball movement. Back to Lumen. Lumen jump shot, and his hand is hit by Furtick, so he'll go to the line to shoot two. 1.8 seconds left in this quarter. Lumen's shot is up and just tickles the twine. Second shot goes in. And they're going to say he was attempting a three-point shot, so he gets to do this three times. And it's good. 20-11 now. Tigers with the advantage. Kale Watson able to get a shot off the glass, but time expires. In the first period, Tigers lead it 20-11. If you're just joining us, we're here in Knox County for a portion of the Brashear Tournament games. Coming up on tap next in girls action, we're going to have Brashear versus North Shelby. On the floor for the Tigers, we've got Kale Watson, Kylie Watson, Hazen, Shipman, and Furtick. Hazen brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Shipman. Pass in the lane to Furtick, and they're going to call Tosh. They're both going to the same spot at the same time, and they call Tosh with the infraction. Kylie Watson will inbound it for the Tigers. That's the first foul on Novinger. Kale Watson on the far corner to Hazen. Back to Shipman up top, and he's going to shoot. Good! His first points for a while. 22-11. Tigers now with the advantage. Dobson inbounds it to Lumen. Back to Dobson. Pressed by the Tigers to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes puts it on the floor. Sends it up ahead to Lumen. Lumen dribbles it in. Sends it back out to Jake Hughes around the horn to Dobson on the far side. Back to Jake Hughes around to Lumen. Lumen shot for three on the left side, in and out. Kylie Watson with the rebound for the Tigers to Hazen, and we're headed the other direction, up ahead to Furtick. Back to Kale Watson on the right wing. To Shipman. Oh, nice looking backdoor move. Shipman and shot up off the glass is good. 24-11 Tigers. 7 minutes left in the half. Dobson puts it on the floor. Pressure by the Tigers to Lumen. To Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes gets it up ahead to Dobson. Dobson sends it up ahead to Ruggles. Ruggles back out to Dobson, around the horn to Jake Hughes. Dribbles to the right elbow, sends it over to Lumen. Back out to Dobson up top. To Lumen, the right side. Back to Jake Hughes, the right corner. Up ahead to Lumen. Around the horn to Dobson. Dobson squares up for three. Shot is no good. Shipman with the rebound, and he's headed the other direction. Oh, nice looking pass to Fertig. Fertig on the opposite side of the lane puts it in good. 26-11, 6:28 left in the half. Jacques with the ball to Lumen. Lumen to Jacques. Jacques brings it across the timeline, pulls up, sends it to Lumen on the near side. Lumen to Dobson on the right side. Back to Jacques in the right corner, puts it on the floor, drives the baseline, looks for the reverse layup, no good. Shipman with the rebound to Watson. Watson in the paint to Kylie Watson. Man, he threw that ball on a string. 28-11 now, Tigers. 5:55. Ball is tipped. They get it up ahead to Lumen. Lumen brings it across the timeline. He's going to take it in the lane himself, and he runs in into a collective of Tigers. I'm not sure who they're going to call the foul on, but it's going to be on a Tiger. 35, which would be Jacob Shipman. 5:47 left in the half. Tigers lead at 28-11. Lumen's shot is on its way, and it's good. Corey Smith checking in for Tosh, Trey Treasure, and Mr. Anderson in for Cale Watson and Kylie Watson. Lumen's shot is up and good. Tigers now lead 28-13, 5:46 and a half. Thomas has the ball for the Tigers, brings it across the timeline on the far side to Hazen on the near on the right wing. To Anderson in the paint, to the blocks, to Trey Treasure, to Hazen, over to Shipman, the left baseline, into Trey Treasure right in the middle with nobody on him, which was a mistake by Novinger, and he converts. 30-13 now, Tigers. Up ahead to Lumen. Lumen pulls up at the right block, shot's no good. Hazen with the rebound. And we're headed the other way. Hazen comes across the timeline, sends it to... I guess it was to Shipman, yeah. And he threw it right in the hands of Dakota Jacques. To Dobson. Dobson brings it across the timeline, pulls it over, sends it over to Lumen, but there's too much mustard on that pass, and it goes out of bounds. So it'll come back to the Tigers. Treasure will inbound it for the Tigers. Sends it to Thomas. Novinger pulls back. Matt Thomas sends it over to Shipman, the left corner. Shipman out to the right wing to Hazen, whose shot is no good. And Dakota Jacques gets up high enough to get the ball, but he throws it right into the hands of Shipman, up ahead to Hazen. Back out to Thomas, left side. His shot up off the glass is good. 32-13 now, Tigers. Jacques with the ball. Jacques to Dobson, up ahead to Lumen. Lumen has the ball poked away by Matt Thomas, but it'll stay with Novinger. Jacques is going to inbound it. Sends it out to Lumen up to Dobson, left wing. Dobson brings it around the horn to the near side, but he walks with it in the process while he's trying to find a needle to thread it through. So Trey Treasure will have the ball for the Tigers, inbounds it to Thomas. Thomas walks it up across the timeline, sends it the right side to Hazen, back to Anderson in the right corner. Anderson puts it on the floor. Gets it into Matt Thomas in the lane and has the ball stripped from him. Ends up in Novinger's hand. Dobson has it. Has to pull up because he can't quite control the pass. Ends up in Lumen's hand up top. Resets the offense. Sends it around to JQ's left wing. Back to Smith. Smith puts it on the floor. Picks up the dribble. Back to JQ. JQ is going to drive it in the lane, kicks it back out to Lumen up top. He squares up for three. Shot is no good. JQ is over with the rebound, and he's fouled. Man, Dakota JQ is a jumping machine. How he got up to get that ball, I'll never know. But he'll go to the line and get the opportunity to shoot a couple. First shot is on its way, and in and out. No good. Kylie Watson, Cale Watson, and Anthony Ambrosia getting his first action for the night. 2nd shot is on its way. No good. Matt Thomas gets the rebound to Cale Watson. Watson to Thomas in the right block. Shot up off the glass is good. 34-13, Tigers. 3:28 left in the half. Lumen has the ball, stripped from him, and it ends up in Cale Watson's hand. Over to Thomas, all by himself. Shot is up off the glass and good. 36-13 now, Tigers. 3:14 left in the half. Jake Hughes gets it up. Now they're having a heck of a time getting the ball moved forward. And Lumen, shot no good. Ends up in the hands of Smith on the rebound, and he's able to get the roll. 36-15. Pass into Kylie Watson. Over to Ambrosia on the right blocks. Back out to Cale Watson. And they're going to say Watson walked with it. Jake Hughes to Lumen. Back to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes brings it across the timeline on the near side. To Lumen. Lumen holds. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Into Jake Hughes. Heck of a jump shot from the left elbow, but it comes up well short. Out of bounds, and it'll be Tigers' ball. Thomas with the ball for the Tigers. Brings it up the top of the key over to Cale Watson on the left side. Dribbles the three-four line. Looks for a place to send it. Sends it right into the hands of Jake Hughes, unfortunately, and he's going to go coast to coast, but his shot's no good. Cale Watson with the rebound, and we're headed the other way in a hurry. To Thomas, shot up off the glass is no good, but he's going to be fouled. I believe the foul is going to be on Tell Ruggles, I believe. Yep. That's just his first foul. Two team fouls on Novinger, five on the Tigers. Tigers lead it with 2 minutes left, 36-15. Thomas's first shot is no good. Shipman checking in for Cale Watson. Jacob Shipman. Thomas' shot, good. 37-15 now, Tigers with the advantage. Lumen into Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes brings it up across the timeline. Tigers all fall back to Lumen on the left side. Lumen changes direction into Smith. And Smith walks with it. So we'll come back to the Tigers. Thomas into Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it up across the timeline. Picks up the dribble, sends it around the horn to Thomas to Shipman on the left corner. And I think he must have had it partially blocked, and it ends up in Lumen's hand. And he's able to get the easy layup. Thomas with the ball for the Tigers. Sends it in the lane to Kylie Watson. Pokes it over to Shipman. Back at the Kylie Watson in the lane. Shot up off the glass is good. Good heads-up play by Shipman. He knew he couldn't get to that ball, and so he tapped it out to the outside. Smith has it on the right elbow. And spins it around right in the hands of Kylie Watson. They're going to call a jump ball. 1:14 left in the half. 39-17 Tigers with the lead. Arrow points in favor of Novinger, and Jake Hughes will inbound it for the Wildcats. Send it out. Real high pass. Ends up in the hands of Tosh. Back to Lumen. Lumen sends it around the left side, right in the hands of Thomas. Thomas is going to take it coast to coast. Shot's no good. Jake Hughes gets it, heads it back the other way. Pulls it up in the right corner, sends it back out to Lumen up the top, and he pulls up for a jump shot way high, and it's going to go out of bounds. We'll come to the Tigers. 51 seconds left in the half. Thomas to Shipman. Back to Thomas. Thomas walks it up across the timeline. Tigers may be holding for the last shot here. To Kylie Watson over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia's going to square up for three, but his shot's well short of the basket. Taylor Ruggles in, but the rebound puts it right in the hands of Trey Treasure, and his shot up off the glass is good. Treasure isn't the speed demon, but boy, he's got the height. And he took it right to the glass. 22 seconds left, 41-17 Tigers. Lumen has it, sends it to Ruggles. The right blocks. He was facing Trey Treasure. Sends it back out, shot's no good. Trey Treasure ends up with a rebound. Shipman tries to take it in, can't do anything with it. Sends it back to Lumen. It ends up in Lumen's hands, and he's not able to convert before time expires. So we're at halftime. Tigers lead it, 41-17. If you're just joining us, this is the first of three games to be played here at Knox County as a part of the Brashear Tournament. Should be three games tonight. The next game on tap is in girls' action. Will be Brashear Lady Tigers versus North Shelby. So we got the clock on about 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few for the second half of tonight's action between Brashear and Novinger boys. We're about ready to get underway. It's halftime. It's a nice action between the Brashear Tigers and the Novinger Wildcats. Tigers lead this one 41-17. Out on the floor for the Tigers, we have Anderson, Kale Watson, Anthony Ambrosia, Jacob Shipman, and Trey Treasure. It's going to be Tigers' ball. Shipman's going to inbound it on the far side. Novinger's got to get everybody on the floor now. Shipman to Kale Watson. Watson guarded by Dobson, brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Anderson on the left wing. To Ambrosia up top. Ambrosia to Kale Watson on the right side. In the paint to Treasure. Treasure puts it on the floor. Shot up is good. Tigers waste no time getting on the board. Dobson brings it across the timeline for Novinger, sends it over to Lumen. Back to the corner to Tosh. Back up to Dobson, over to Jacques. Back to the corner. Shot is blocked by Trey Treasure. Back to Novinger, though. Jacques with the ball. To Dobson, up top the key, around the horn, over to Lumen. Right wing. Back to Tosh in the right corner. To Dobson, around the horn to Jacques. To Lumen, the left corner. Back up to Jacques, left wing. Jacques puts it on the floor. Jump shot, no good, right into the hands of Kale Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline, dribbles it in the lane, sends it over to Shipman, who squares up. Shot comes up short, right in the hands of Jacques, up ahead to Lumen, all by himself. This time he makes it. 43-19, Tigers with the advantage. Kale Watson setting up the offense, puts it on the floor, around the horn over to Anderson. Anderson dribbles in the left blocks out to Shipman. Shipman took a step before he had it on the floor, so it'll come back to Novinger. Dodson over to Jacques, left wing, back to Dobson up top, back to Jacques in the paint to Smith. And Smith and Kale Watson get tied up, and they're going to call a jump ball, so it should come back to Novinger. Jacques set to inbound it, sends it to Lumen. Lumen squares up the three on the left side. Good. 43-22 now, Tigers. Kale Watson brings it up across the timeline. Back to Anderson, left side. Anderson dribbles into the left block. Shot is no good. Smith comes up with the rebound, and he walks with it. Contested by Trey Treasure. So he was trying to get out of Treasure's way, and he took a few steps in the process. We come back to the Tigers. Kale Watson inbounds it to Trey Treasure. Oh, a nice-looking move right back to Kale Watson. Took a look a time or two and ended up taking a shot, but he gets fouled in the process. Foul is going to be on Smith, Corey Smith. Watson's shot is on its way. Good. 44-22 now, Tigers. Coach calls over Anthony Ambrosia to talk things over a little bit while Watson takes his next shot, and it's no good. Tosh comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Lumen. Lumen brings it up across the timeline, sends it back to the right corner to Dotson. Dotson squares up for three, no good, and Shipman with the rebound. Has the ball stripped from him, but they're going to say he... No, they are. They're going to say it comes back to Brashear. Kale Watson for the Tigers dribbles in the lane, nearly loses it, does lose it. Dakota Jacques ends up with the ball. Just as he's falling out of bounds, he bounces the ball off of Ambrosia, so it'll stay with Novinger. Dodson brings it up across the timeline, guarded by Kale Watson around the horn to the left side to Jacques. Jump shot's no good. Batosh with the rebound, no good. Shipman has the rebound, but Smith knocks it out of his hands, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Shipman in to Kale Watson. Kylie Watson getting set to check in. Kale Watson comes across the timeline, sends it into the left elbow. Back to Shipman. Ambrosia right blocks. His shot up off the glass is no good. And tipped by Trey Treasure in the hands of Kale Watson, but Dobson ends up with it and passes off to Lumen. And Lumen has the ball stripped from him. Ends up in Tigers' hands, and Kale Watson's going to bring it back the other way. Tigers had a little trouble getting a hold of the ball. It's kind of rolling around down there. Ambrosia into Treasure, the right elbow. His shot's a little strong. Ends up in Corey Smith's hands for Novinger. He passes it off to Jake Hughes, up to Dobson, brings it across the timeline for Novinger on the far side. Coach getting ready to send in a lot of the players. They're going to give a three-point shot to Shipman. 4:27 left in the third period, 44-25. Shipman to Kale Watson. I would have thought he was fouled there by Smith, but they didn't call it. Jacques with the ball. Jacques brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Dobson on the left side. To Lumen, who shot from the corner, is no good. Trey Treasure had his hands on it. Went out of bounds, and they're going to say he was the one that committed the loss, and so it's going to be at Novinger. Jake Hughes is going to inbound it. Tigers send in a bunch of fresh recruits. Out to Dobson. Dobson guarded by Thomas. Over to Jake Hughes on the right side. His shot from the corner comes up short. Batosh with the rebound. And he's going to be fouled either by Kylie Watson or Owens, getting his first action of the night. Foul is going to be on 43, which is Jacob Owen. 3:55 left in the third. Tigers lead at 44-25. Tasha's first shot is no good. Clanks off the front end of the iron. Tasha's second shot is on its way, and it's no good either. Kylie Watson with the rebound there. Hazen has it for the Tigers, brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Fertig on the right wing. In the paint to Thomas. Over to Jacob Owen on the left side. His shot is no good. But Kylie Watson ends up with a rebound. And he's fouled. The foul is going to be on Jake Hughes. And the points count. That's the first foul on Jake Hughes. Second team foul for the half. Kylie Watson's shot no good. They're going to say it was a foul on the floor. So Novinger controls the rebound, so they're headed back the other direction. Lumen takes it down the lane. Shot's no good. Strong rebound. Sends it up ahead to Thomas. It's Kylie Watson that did that. And Thomas pulls up because he had somebody right in his face, and they're going to call him for the travel. Lumen to Dobson. Dodson. I keep saying Dobson. It's actually Dodson. Dodson has the ball for Novinger. Over to Jacques on the left wing. To Dodson on the right wing. His shot is no good. And it goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to the Tigers. 3 minutes left in the third period. Tigers lead at 46-25. Hazen has it for the Tigers. Hazen brings it across the timeline on the far side. Sends it over to Thomas, left wing, in the paint to Kylie Watson, to Fertig. The right blocks. A lot of nice ball movement there. Conversion is good. Tigers back up on top now, 48-25. Dodson bring it back for Novinger. Dodson over to Lumen on the right wing. Back to Tosh, the corner. Back out to Dodson, around the horn to Jacques, the left side. Jacques looked like he was going to shoot. Sends it back out to Dodson. Lumen, right elbow, back to Tosh. To Dodson, right wing. To Tosh, right baseline. Tosh decides he's going to shoot it way high. Jacob Owens with the rebound for the Tigers. Thomas will bring it back the other way. Knowledge all falls back. 2:18 left in the third period to Hazen, right wing. To Kylie Watson to Owens, right blocks to Hazen, right wing. His jump shot, no good. And Dodson comes up with it, sends it up ahead to Lumen, who's all by himself. Easy layup for Lumen. 1:58 left in the third. 48-27 Tigers. Hazen has the ball for the Tigers. Into the lane to Kylie Watson. He can't quite hang on to it. It's kind of a no-look pass thing. Shot by Novinger is no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound to Thomas. 1:43 left in the third. Thomas brings it up. Novinger all falls back. Thomas sends it over to Fertig, right wing. Fertig squares up. Nice shot. No good, though. Kylie Watson back to Fertig. Shot, no good. Didn't get a chance for that charm shot. Jake Hughes will bring it back for Novinger. Over to Lumen. To Tosh, the right corner. Cross-court pass out to Dodson on the left wing. I thought he was going to square up for three, but sends it to Lumen. Into the left elbow. Shot, no good by Ruggles. Hazen has the ball for the Tigers. Brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Fertig. Fertig's jump shot, no good. Thomas with the rebound, though, on the left side. Sends it back to Hazen. Up top to Thomas. Thomas into the left blocks to Kylie Watson. Shot, no good. Hazen with the rebound. His shot's no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. This one goes in. Wow. I don't know how many shots there were there, but it finally went in for the Tigers. 50-27. Tigers with the lead, 30 seconds left in the third. Dodson has it for the Wildcats. To Lumen, to Jake Hughes on the right side. His shot from the corner is good for three. 16 seconds. Hazen brings it across. See if the Tigers hold for the last shot. To Thomas, right wing, into the right block to Owens, and his shot is blocked. But they're going to say it stays with the Tigers. 8 seconds left. Thomas to Owens, around to Hazen. His shot is good from the free throw line. 2 seconds left. One. And that's it. The end of the third period. We're rounding third and headed towards home. Tigers lead it 52-30. Tigers have the ball. Cale Watson threads the needle to get it into Trey Treasure, but he can't quite hold on to it, so with the turnover, it'll come back to Novinger. Jake Hughes to Dodson, to Jake Hughes. Hands it off to Dodson. Spin moves, drives it into the lane, sends it back out to Tosh. Right side, drives baseline, shot off of the glass is good. Nice looking little move there by Tosh. Cale Watson has the ball for the Tigers. Watson, top of the key. Sends it to Shipman, left wing, into Anthony Ambrosia. Real tall 5-foot jump shot. It's good. Tigers lead at 54-32. Dodson with the ball for the Tigers. Or no, not for the Tigers, for Novinger. Over to Jake Hughes, left elbow. Has the ball stripped by Ambrosia. Sends it up ahead to Cale Watson. Watson, nice looking shot off the glass. Good. Lumen to Dodson, the right wing. Dodson sends it to Tosh in the corner. Right up ahead to Ruggles. He's able to convert. 56-34 now, Tigers. 6:32. Ambrosia into the paint to Trey Treasures. Strong move from the right block. Shot is good. Dodson for the Wildcats. Dribbles it off his foot, nearly loses it, but able to recover. Sends it to Lumen, the right corner. Lumen out to Jakes. Jakes squares up for three. Didn't have nearly enough mustard on it. Falls well short of the goal. So it'll come back to the Tigers. Got to imagine that the Wildcats are pretty much out of gas. They're played a lot of their same players for most of the game. Treasure shoot from the elbow. Good. 60-34 now. Dodson with the ball for the Wildcats. Brings it up across the timeline to JQ's left side. JQ's back to Dodson. To Luma in the right corner. Pulls up for the jump shot. Comes up a little short. Trey Treasure with the rebound. Although Ruggles gets his hand on it, and they're going to call a jump ball, and the ball will stay with Novinger. So with 5:37 left in the game, Tigers lead it 60-34. Inbound shot to Lumen on the left side. Shot for three is good. Cale Watson comes across the timeline to Anthony Ambrosia on the right wing. Ambrosia has the ball stripped from him nearly, but it ends up in Shipman's hand, and he knows what to do with it. His shot for two is good. Dodson brings it across the timeline, guarded by Cale Watson. Dodson dribbles along the left side. Shot is contested by Shipman. Sends it ahead to Anderson. Shot's no good, but Cale Watson's right there, and he gets fouled in the process. Tigers did it just the way you're supposed to do it. Had a trailing man right there for the shot that didn't go in. Foul is going to be on Eric Lumen. That's his first. Cale Watson's charity stripe shot is good. Second shot is on its way. A lot of nice rotation, and it goes right in. 64-37, Tigers. 5 minutes left in the game. Jake Hughes brings it across the timeline. Has the ball poked away and stolen by Cale Watson. He's going to take it all the way, and he's fouled by Jake Hughes in the process. He kind of pulled up. Jake Hughes commits the foul. Ball goes in. The shot will count. Cale Watson will get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point shot. Shot's on its way. No good. Trey Treasure nearly had the steal. And he went on the floor to preserve it, but it ended up going out of bounds. They're going to say it was off him, so it'll come back to Novinger. Treasure never gave up on that one. Jake Hughes brings it across the timeline. He has a little speed left in him, puts it in Lumen's hands. Lumen wasn't expecting it and steps out of bounds. Shipman will inbound it for the Tigers into Cale Watson's hand. 4:34 left in the game. Tigers lead it 66-37. Watson picks up the dribble to Shipman. On the left side, Shipman gets to Cale Watson, who's driving into the lane. He gets fouled. I believe it's going to be on Corey Smith. Yep. That's going to be his second foul and will be the fifth team foul on Novinger. Watson's shot is up and just tickles the twine. Tigers up by 30 now. It's good as well. Clock probably won't stop now. Dodson has the ball for Novinger over to Jake Hughes on the left side. Jake Hughes to Lumen. Lumen's shot is well short, but Dodson gets the ball and pulls it back out. Sends it out to Jake Hughes up top. Jake Hughes drives it in the lane. His shot's no good. Cale Watson able to get the rebound. Up to Anderson. Anderson to Ambrosia. Ambrosia can't quite handle it, and it goes out of bounds. Tigers sending in subs. Furtig, Hazen, Thomas, Owens, and Kylie Watson coming in the game for the Tigers. Dodson has the ball. Hands it off to Tosh. Or, no, I'm sorry, that's Lumen. Lumen into Smith. Shot's no good. Hazen comes up with a steal. Comes across the line. Slows it down a little bit. Sends it over to Thomas. Thomas drives the baseline, and he's fouled by Lumen. As I suspected, the clock is not stopping. So we got 3 minutes left in the game. Tigers lead at 68-37, and Thomas at the line to shoot two. Shot hits the front end of the iron. Does not go in, but he'll get a second chance. 16 fouls now on Novinger. Second shot. This one's good. 69-37 Tigers. Inbound pass is stolen by Furtig. Ends up in Thomas's hands. Hands it off to Kylie Watson. Shot up off the glass is good. Lumen with the ball for the Wildcats. Brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Thomas. Ball is passed. Is stolen. Ends up in Thomas's hands. And he's going to take it coast to coast. Nice looking left-handed layup. Goes right in. Jake Hughes with the ball. Jake Hughes brings it up across the timeline for Novinger. Around the horn to Lumen. Lumen squares up for three. No good. And Hazen comes up with the rebound. Hazen sends it up ahead to Furtig. Furtig drives along the right side. Shot no good. Ends up in Ruggles' hands. Ruggles to Jake Hughes, and we're headed the other direction. 1:51 left in the game. To Tosh, the right corner. Back out to Lumen. Lumen squares up for three. In and out. Kylie Watson with the rebound. Up to Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline. Tigers maybe slowing it down. Nope. Hazen drives it in the lane. Nice little runner, but didn't go in. Lumen takes it the other way in a hurry. His shot is good. 1:28 left in the game. 73-39 Tigers. Thomas was headed back the other direction. Kind of taking his time a bit. In the paint to Kylie Watson. Over to Owens. Shot. No good. Jake Hughes has it for Novinger. Jake Hughes comes across the timeline. Drives along the right side of the lane. Shot, no good. Thomas with the rebound. 1 minute left in the game. Thomas pulls it out. Does a little curlicue maneuver into Kylie Watson. Over to Owens. Owens going to shoot again. This one's good. All right. Owens is on the scoreboard, I believe, for the first time tonight. Lumen squares up just outside the free throw line. Shot no good. Ruggles with the rebound. Shot no good. Goes out of bounds. It's going to come back to the Tigers. Thomas brings it up across the timeline. 15 seconds left in the game. Over to Furtig. Furtig drives the baseline. Has a shot blocked, but it'll stay with Brashear with only 7 seconds left. To Kylie Watson's shot is good. And that's going to be the ball game. Tigers are going to win this one, 77-39. Stay tuned. We got more basketball action here in about another 10 minutes. This between the Brashear Lady Tigers and North Shelby. So the Tigers win the first one, 77-39.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to attend the tournament over here later tonight, get your hands down prior to leaving the area.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
All right, we get the points from the boys' action game. Leading scorer for the Tigers is Kale Watson with 15. And then we have a trifecta, Matt Thomas, Kylie Watson, and Trey Treasure, all with 14 apiece. So Tigers with four players in double figures. Then we've got Jacob Shipman and Ryan Fertig with 6 apiece, Justin Hazen with 2, and Jacob Oham and Anthony Ambrosia with 2 apiece. Only player not to have be on the scoreboard for the Tigers was David Anderson. For Novinger Wildcats, leading scorer by far was Eric Lumen with 19. Dakota Jacques then with 7. Caleb Dodson with 3. And then Tell Ruggles, Wes Tosh, and Corey Smith with 2 apiece. So your final score was Brashear 77 and Novinger 39. On deck, we've got girls' action between the Brashear Lady Tigers and the North Shelby Raiders. Got 4:39 on the clock, so we'll be back in a few for the second game tonight, broadcast from the Knox County Gymnasium as a part of the Brashear Tournament.
There's 2 players that aren't on their roster that are out here. A Trent Hale, number 44, and Ryan, number 12, and someone, number 44.
All right, this is John Slavin. I'm going to be joined in this game by Jay Scudder. Boys action that just concluded. We had Brashear over Novinger. Final score was Brashear 77, Novinger 39. We're just ready to get underway. The girls action between the Brashear Tigers and the North Shelby Raiders.
As we said, good examples for our students, players, and youngsters in attendance. And now the starting lineup, first for the guests on the scoreboard, the North Shelby Raiders. Number 12, senior Kayla Thomas.
Starting lineups for North Shelby, Donut. Olivia Ahern. Rich.
Number 32, Junior Amanda Orr.
Amanda Orr.
Number 40, Junior Julian Yoder.
Julian Yoder.
Now please direct your attention to the Brashear Lady Tigers. teammates Caroline and Sydney Slavin, and wishing a fabulous 50th birthday to John Slavin.
Please join us to see my husband, fabulous husband, their father, and the voice of the Internet Tigers. Please join me in singing happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
The starting lineup for the Tigers will be number 11, Stephanie Elsie, number 13, Jesse Hill, 25, Haley Kelsey, 31, Emily Ladwig, and 35, Caroline Slavin.
All right, we're just about ready to get underway. Haley Kelsey is going to be jumping for the Tigers against Jillian Yoder for North Shelby. Tip off, controlled by the Tigers, Ladwig to Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Kelsey. Kelsey over the right side to Hill. Hill to Elsie. Elsie brings it up the top of the key. Sends it over to Ladwig on the left side. Ladwig cross court to Slavin. Back out to Hill. Hill can't hold on to it. And they're going to call the over and back. Can't commit too many of those kind of errors, can you, Jay?
No, we saw in the boys' game where it was just turnover after turnover, and that hurt both teams significantly.
Ahern. Over to Yoder. Yoder dribbles in the lane to the left side. Her shot is up and good. Yoder has a real good shot. Slavin into Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline on the near side to Kelsey. Kelsey to Hill. Hill drives the baseline, hands it out to Elsie. Elsie comes around the corner over to Ladwig. Ladwig to Hill up top. To Slavin. Slavin to Hill. Sends it in the lane to Haley Kelsey. She's not able to convert the shot, though, and North Shelby converts the rebound. Yoder brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Donath, left side. Donath, back to Yoder. No, that's not Yoder. That's Ahern. Ahern on the right side. Pulls it back out. To Donath. Donath dribbles it to the left block. Shot is partially blocked by Slavin, but it ends up in Yoder's hands, and she knows what to do with it. North Shelby leading it 4-0 at this point.
Hill brings the ball up the court to Kelsey in the right corner. She takes the dribble in. Takes a shot. It's partly blocked, so Ahern gets the rebound for North Shelby. Dribbles it up the court. And has a little problem with it and gets the ball to Donis, who dribbles it up top to Ahern on the left side. Shree dribbles it back around up top to the top of the key. She drives back out to Yoder on the right side to Ahern at the top of the key. She takes a few dribbles in over to Donis on the left side. Back to Ahern. Over to Yoder on the right side. She dribbles in to the elbow. Puts up a shot, no good. Amanda Orr will get the rebound for North Shelby. Puts up a shot and is fouled. Foul will be on Brashear's Emily Lodwig, her first, and the team's first in the game. Four misses the first one from the line. And sinks the second one. Caroline Slavin takes it out of bounds to Jesse Hill, who dribbles it up the court. Over to Lodwig. Almost the perimeter. And she banks it in. 5-2 North Shelby. Ahern brings the ball up the court. Past the timeline. Dribbles into the middle of the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Jesse Hill for the Brashear will rebound. And she takes it back the other way. She dribbles to the left side. Into the middle of the lane. Over to Haley Kelsey on the right side. Back to Jesse Hill. Takes a shot from the perimeter. And it falls through. They're going to count it for two, though. And 5-4 lead for North Shelby. Yoder to bring the ball up the court. Back to Ahern. Ahern dribbles in. Over to Yoder on the left side, right side. To Rich in the middle of the lane. To Orr out in the corner. Rich gets the ball back, but is blocked by three Brashear players. And Emily Lodwig will end up with the ball. So she passes it back to Jesse Hill. Jesse Hill dribbles up the court. To the right corner for Haley Kelsey. Up top for Emily Lodwig. She takes a shot. No good. And Danielle Rich gets the rebound for North Shelby. To Ahern, who dribbles up before past Jesse Hill. And as she tries to pass it over to Donis, Jesse Hill gets a hand on it, but knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be North Shelby's ball on the sideline. To Ahern. She dribbles it back up top. Over to Yoder on the right side. To Rich in the right corner. She thought about a shot, but passed it into Amanda Orr on the block. She turns around and makes the basket. So it's 7-4 for North Shelby. Jesse Hill dribbles up the right side of the court. On the right wing for Haley Kelsey. In the right corner for Hill. Hill dribbles in. Takes a shot, and it falls through. So 7-6, this North Shelby lead. Rich into Donis, who dribbles up the left side of the court. Almost losing it. Back out to Ahern. Back to Donis. She dribbles in. And to Yoder in the right corner. Back out to Donis on the right wing. She dribbles it up top. Give and go to Yoder, who dribbles in the middle of the lane, tries to take a shot, but is blocked by Emily Lodwig. She gets the ball back, though, and gives it back to Donis up top. To Ahern in the left, on the left side. To Rich in the left corner. To Orr on the block. Back to Rich. Back to Ahern. Back to Donis. She dribbles down into the middle of the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. And Yoder will come out with the rebound after a little bit of scrambling in the lane. So Ahern gets it back up top. She dribbles in. Puts up a shot, but it's called for traveling. So it'll be going Bashir's way. Substitution for Brashear, Abby McKim for Stephanie Elsie. Jesse Hill dribbles up the middle of the court. Up to the top of the key. Over to Haley Kelsey in the right corner. And she puts up a shot, no good. Yoder comes down with the rebound to Ahern, who dribbles it up past the timeline. Over to Donis on the left side. To Rich at the free throw line. Into Yoder, and she puts up a shot and scores. So it's 9-6 for North Shelby. As Jesse Hill dribbles the ball up the court. Over to Haley Kelsey on the right side. Back to Jesse Hill in the right corner. Up to Emily Lodwig, who dribbles up to the top of the key. Jesse Hill on the right wing. She dribbles out of it. And as she passed the ball back to Emily Lodwig, Emily is called for a travel. So it'll be North Shelby's ball on the sideline.
Got 1 minute, 16 seconds left in the first.
Ahern dribbles up the court to Yoder on the right side. Into Donath in the middle of the lane. She passed it off to Orr, but it's called for a travel, so it'll be going back for Shear's way. Jesse Hill dribbles up the court for the Tigers with 56 seconds left. Over to Emily Lodwig at the top of the key. Jesse Hill on the right wing. She puts up a shot from the three-point line, and Yoder comes down with the rebound for North Shelby. Off to Ahern, who dribbles up the court. Spin move, and over to Donis on the left side. But she puts up a three, and it's no good. Haley Kelsey comes down with the rebound and tries to pass it off to Emily Lodwig, but Ahern gets in the way. Gets the ball, goes down for a layup, and misses. Haley Kelsey gets the rebound off to Jesse Hill on the right wing. Haley Kelsey on the block. She puts up a shot, no good. Orr comes out with the rebound. Up the court to Donis. She shoots a layup, no good. Orr gets the rebound and puts it back in, though. So 11-6, North Shelby. And the Tigers don't have the time to get a shot off before the buzzer rings. We'll go into the second quarter. Tigers trailing 11-6. It'll be North Shelby ball to start off the second quarter. Orr passed into Ahern over to Donis on the left side. She dribbles cross to Ahern at the top of the key. She backs it out. Dribbles back in to Yoder on the right side. She dribbles to the top of the key. Tries to pass into Orr in the lane, but it's picked away by Haley Kelsey. Jesse Hill comes up with the ball. She dribbles down the court. Over to Abby McKim on the left wing. Back to Hill. Over to Haley Kelsey on the right wing. Emily Lodwig at the free throw line. She puts up a shot. No good. And after a scrum in the middle of the lane, Caroline Slavin comes up with the ball. She passes off to Haley Kelsey. And she's fouled as she goes up for the shot. The foul will be on Amanda Orr from North Shelby. Her first. Team first. And Haley Coastal will go to the line for two. The first one is good. And the second one is good as well. 11-8 North Shelby lead. Rich passed into Yoder, who dribbles it up the court. Over to Ahern on the right side. She dribbles it up to the top of the key. Over to Donis on the left side. She dribbles it up to the top of the key. And to Rich, who passed it in to Orr. She puts up a shot, no good. Rich puts up a shot, no good. And Orr puts up a shot, no good. And Rich gets the rebound, puts up a shot, and is finally fouled. The foul will be on Jesse Hill from Brashear. Her first, team second. Rich will go to the line for two. The first one bounces around and in. And the second one's a little bit off. Caroline Slavin comes up with the rebound for Brashear to Jesse Hill, who dribbles it up the court. She passed it into Caroline Slavin at the elbow. And she's tied up for the jump ball. It'll be Brashear's possession, though. So It'll remain Brashear Ball. Substitution for North Shelby, Jessica Lindberger for Amanda Orr. And as the ball is passed in, Caroline Slavin gets it and tries to put up a shot, but is fouled by Jessica Lindberger. So she'll go to the line for two. That foul was Lindberger's first, and the team's second. First one hits the front of the rim and no good. Stephanie Elzey comes in for the Tigers, replacing Emily Lodwig. And the second shot by Slavin is good. So a 12-9 North Shelby lead as Donis dribbles it up the right side of the floor. Back to Ahorn up top. Over to Yoder on the right side. To Lindberger, loses the handle on it, but gets it back. To Rich inside, to Lindberger. She picked up a shot, no good. And it's rebounded by Abby McKim. She gets it out to Jesse Hill, who dribbles it up the court. Over to Haley Kelsey, who takes one from the perimeter, no good. Yoder gets the rebound and dribbles it up the court. Off to Ahern on the right side. She dribbles it back up top. She drives in the middle of the lane. Dish off pass to Kayla Donis on the left side. It's no good. Yoder gets the rebound, and she puts up a shot. No good. And then Haley Kelsey comes down with it. She kicks it out to Jesse Hill, who dribbles it up the court. Over to Haley Kelsey in the on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Abby McKim. Back to Stephanie Elzey at the top of the key. Back to Haley Kelsey and to Stephanie Elzey. She dribbles around to Abby McKim. To Jesse Hill, who takes a three. No good. Yoder gets the rebound for North Shelby. So Donis will bring it up the court on the left side. Heavily guarded by Jesse Hill. Back to Ahern up top. She dribbles in, passes off to Yoder on the right side, to Rich in the middle of the lane, and she puts up the shot, and it bounces around and falls in. So a 14-9 North Shelby lead with 4:45 left in the second quarter. Jesse Hill gets it up the court on the right side. Taylor Kelsey in the right corner. She passes off to Abby McKim. She has a little bit of trouble with it. It's stolen by Ahern, then stolen back by Kelsey. And she is fouled on the floor by, they're going to say, Ahern. So, Haley Kelsey will take it out of bounds. Substitution for Brashear, Ladwig for McKim. And Haley Kelsey passed into Emily Ladwig. She takes a shot from the 3-point line. But Danielle Rich will get the rebound to Donis up the left side of the court. To Ahern, almost at the half court line. She passes off to Donis on the left side. To Lindberger in the middle of the lane. She puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Ahern. She puts up a shot. It rims out. And Caroline Slavin will come up with the rebound for Brashear. She passes it off to Emily Lodwig, who dribbles it up the court. Taylor Kelsey in the right corner. Back to Emily Lodwig, to Haley Kelsey, to Stephanie Elzey on the three-point line on the right wing, and she puts up a shot, no good, and Rich will come up with the rebound for North Shelby. To Yoder, to Ahern, who dribbles it up the court. She passes back to Yoder on the top of the key. To Donis on the right side, she dribbles in and is blocked by a combination of people. Stephanie Elzey comes up with the ball to Jesse Hill, to Haley Kelsey, who passes it back to Stephanie Elzey, to Caroline Slavin, to Jesse Hill, who dribbles in, and to Emily Lodwig on the three-point line. And they count it as a two. She makes the shot. 14-11 North Shelby lead. Ahern brings the ball up the floor. To Yoder on the right side. To Rich at the free throw line. To Yoder. To Donis at the top of the key. Back to Yoder on the right side. To Donis up top. She dribbles to the right side. To Yoder at the free throw line. She backwards passes it back out to Donis. who dribbles into the right corner. And the ball is poked away by Jesse Hill. Emily Rodwig and Yoder both get a hand on it. So it'll be a jump ball going North Shelby's way. Orr comes in for Rich for North Shelby. And she passed it in to Ahern. Dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Adonis on the left side. To Ahern up top. Back to Adonis, left side. To Lindberger in the on the left baseline. She takes a shot, no good. A long rebound to Ahern. She pulls it, dribbles back in, and takes up a shot. No good. And Amanda Orr will be called for the travel on the rebound. So Brashear ball. Jesse Hill dribbles it up the court. Dribbles into the free throw line to Stephanie Elsie on the perimeter. Back out to Jesse Hill. She hands it off to Haley Kelsey, who dribbles to the right side. Jesse Hill dribbles into the right corner. Tries to go to the basket, but there's a blocking foul on Amanda Orr. And Brashear will have the ball out of bounds. That foul on Orr was her second, team second. Hill takes it out of bounds and passes it, a long pass out to Haley Kelsey. To Hill, back in the right corner. She dribbles around, gets trapped, but pulls out of it. To Stephanie Elsie, top of the key, and she takes a three-pointer, but it's no good, and Yoder comes up with the rebound. She dribbles it up the court for North Shelby. To Donis on the left side with a minute 30 left in the second quarter. Ahern, a cross-court pass to Ahern. She dribbles it back up to Donis on the left side. Into Lindberger in the middle of the lane. She puts up a shot. No good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. She passes it out to Jesse Hill, who dribbles up the right side of the floor. Into Haley Kelsey. She tries to get a pass into Caroline Slavin, but it was a little off, and it ends up going North Shelby's way. Ahern dribbling it up the court. To Donis on the left side.
50 seconds left.
To Ahern, back up top. She dribbles in, is trapped, but gets out of it by a pass to Donis. Back to Ahern up top. To Donis on the left side. To Lindberger in the middle of the lane. She puts up a shot. It's no good. Emily Lodig almost had the rebound, but Ahern picked it away. To Donis up top. And Ahern up top again. Jillian Yoder on the right side. She dribbles in. To Donis on the left side. She passes back out to Ahern at top. 11 seconds left. And with 10.4 seconds left, the North Shelby coach calls a full timeout. Right now, North Shelby is leading 14-11.
With this timeout on the floor, if you're just joining us in boys action, Brashear came out on top in a big way, 77-39. We've got 10 seconds left until halftime in this girls action between Brashear and North Shelby. Tigers trail in this one, 11-14.
It'll be North Shelby's ball on the sideline to start. Well, with 10 seconds left. Amanda Orr passes it in to Ahern, who dribbles up the floor. To Yoder, who dribbles in, takes a shot from the top of the key, no good. And with 1.4 seconds left, the Tigers are going to get it back under North Shelby's basket. So Caroline Slavin will pass it in. Haley Kelsey, who puts up a shot, and it's short by quite a bit. So Tigers will go into halftime, trailing in this one, 11-14.
All right, here we go. Tigers trailing 14-11 against the Raiders. Slavin inbounds it to Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline. Dribbles over the right side. Looks to get into Haley Kelsey. Does so. Back out to Elsie. Shot for threes. No good. And a streaking Ahern gets the rebound for North Shelby, and she'll bring it back the other way. Ahern brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Donath on the left side. Donath to the left corner. Back out to Donath. Donath dribbles it in the lane. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled in the process. Foul is going to be on. Who's it going to be on, Jay?
I think that's on Jesse Hill, and that's her second. Yes. Team's first of the second half.
You are correctamundo. Donut's shot from the charity stripe is no good, but she'll have a second chance to redeem herself. Second shot is on its way, and it's no good, but it ends up in Yoder's hand. Shot no good. Haley Kelsey had it for a second, and then it ended up in North Shelby's hand. The shot's no good, and there's going to be a rebound, and this is a third foul on Hill. Now she's going to have to start being a little careful. Donuth hits this one. 15-11 now, North Shelby. Second shot is in and out. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. Hill will bring it back up the other way. Comes across the timeline. Guarded by Ahern. Dribbles the left corner. Sends it out to Ludwig. Ludwig, left wing. Back to Hill. Hill to Ludwig. Squares up for three. Shot is no good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. Shot no good. This time it's Rich with the rebound for North Shelby. Hands it off to Donuth. Donuth brings it across the timeline on the far side. To Ahern up top. Ahern taking her time. Sends it over to Yoder, right side. Yoder to the right corner. Into Rich. Her shot was no good, but North Shelby with a rebound. The putback is good. 17-11 now, North Shelby. Hill will bring it back for the Tigers. Comes across the timeline to Elsie. Elsie to Hill. Hill takes it back to the right corner. Sends it to Elsie up top. Elsie to Hill. To Ludwig. Thinks about the shot. Sends it to Slavin at the left elbow. Back to Ludwig in the left corner. Her shot is no good. The usually reliable Emily Ludwig is not hitting that shot tonight for some reason. A little cold. Donut takes it coast to coast. Shot is no good. North Shelby with the rebound. Shot no good. And it's fouled. And it's going to be... Who's going to the line? Now they're going to say it was on the floor. Foul is going to be on 31, which is Ludwig. Inbound to North Shelby. Shot no good. Hill with the rebound for the Tigers. Hill brings it up across the timeline. Sends it to Haley Kelsey, the left side. Kelsey to Hill up top. Back to Elsie. Elsie to Slavin. Slavin to Haley Kelsey on the left side. She drives in the lane. Shot comes up short, but she gets her own rebound for a second, but then Yoder comes up with it, and so we're headed the other direction. Yoder brings it up herself, hands it back to Ahern. 5:15 left in the third. Ahern has up top of the key, looks to take it in, sends it to Yoder at the right side, over to Rich. Back to Yoder, back to Ahern up top of the key. Takes it in the lane, a little running shot, no good. They're going to call a foul, I suspect, on Slavin. Yes, I think that's her first. Coach Williams calls timeout on the field. So, with 5 minutes left in the third period, Tigers trailing this one 11-17. I don't think they've scored a point in the third period, have they, Jay?
No, I don't think so. North Shelby has had a few and definitely a lot more opportunities in this quarter. They've had all kinds of shots from the inside, and the Tigers just haven't been getting it down the court very much to get off some shots.
Ahern at the line. Her shot is on its way, and its first one's no good. Second shot is good. 18-11 now. North Shelby. Hill with the ball for the Tigers. Brings it up across the timeline. Heads to the left side. Spin move. Picks up the dribble. To Kelsey, the left corner. To Slavin, left wing. To Hill up top of the key. Guarded by Donuts. Picks up the dribble. Sends it to Ladwig, the right wing. Ladwig back out to McKim. McKim picks up the dribble to Hill. Hill into Haley Kelsey, and she's going to be fouled by Rich. No, they're going to call it on Orr. Checking in the game is Lindberger for North Shelby. Kelsey to Hill. Hill over on the right side, out to Ladwig. Ladwig back to Hill. To the right blocks to Haley Kelsey. Her shot's no good, but she's fouled, and I think it's going to be on the new girl, Lindberger. Kelsey will go to the line to shoot two. Finally, Tigers get on the board in the second half. Down by six, 12-18. Second shot is no good. Yoder comes up with the rebound. Yoder to Ahern. Ahern brings it back. Comes across the timeline. Sends it to Yoder on the right side. To the right corner. To Rich. In the paint to Lindberger. Her shot is contested. She loses the handle on it. Goes on the floor. There's going to be a scrum, and it's going to favor, the arrow is going to favor North Shelby. Take it away, Jay.
Okay, Donis passed it in to Yoder in the left in the right corner, and she passed it in to Rich, who puts up the shot and scores. Jesse Hill will bring the ball down the court for the Tigers. Over to Emily Ladwig in the left corner. To Hill, back to Ladwig. She puts up a shot, no good. Donis rebounds on the left side and rolls up the court. To Ahern, back to Donis, to Lindberger in the left corner, and to Rich, but it's poked away, and they're going to call it out of bounds on North Shelby. Bushier ball. Slavin into Hill. She dribbles past the timeline. Stops with it in the left corner. To Haley Kelsey. She dribbles up top. To Hill, back on the left wing. She dribbles in. Back to Kelsey on the left wing. She dribbles back up top. To Emily Ladwig on the right wing. To Caroline Slavin on the right wing. And back to Kelsey. She drives in the middle of the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. And it's rebounded by Yoder from North Shelby. Ahern will bring the ball up for North Shelby. And a wild pass, and Jesse Hill grabs a hold of it. She dribbles up the court, into the middle of the lane, but it's stripped away from her. And Yoder will get the ball for North Shelby. She passed it out to Ahern, who will bring the ball up to the court slowly this time. Spins around Abby McKim. In the middle of the lane, but it's completely blocked by Haley Kelsey. And it's going the Tiger way. Jesse Hill dribbles it up over the timeline to Emily Ladwig, who dribbles down the left side. Taylor Kelsey up top to Jesse Hill behind the three-point line on the right side. No good. And Donuts gets the rebound. She dribbles up the left side. Back out to Ahern up top. And she's waiting. Finally, Abby McKim comes up and plays defense. Ahern dribbles around to Donuts on the left side. And back out to Ahern. And She will dribble around towards half court. Oh, over to Yoder on the right side. Back to Ahern. And she dribbles over to the left side to Donis. Off top. And Adam McKim gets a little aggressive on defense and gets a foul. That'll be the Tigers' fifth this half, her first. And Stephanie Elzey will come in for the Tigers in replacement of McKim. And Donis dribbles around, but she loses control of it. Right in the arms of Jesse Hill. Stephanie Elzey dribbles down the court, and she loses it back to North Shelby. So Ahern will dribble it up again for North Shelby. She dribbles into the middle of the lane, over to Lindberger in the corner. She puts up a shot, and it bounces in. Haley Kelsey to Jesse Hill on the right side. She passed over to Emily Lodwig on the left side. And then back to Hill. She dribbles into the left corner. To Caroline Slavin. Over to Stephanie Elzey on the right wing. She puts up a three, no good. And Rich gets the rebound for North Shelby. She gets it to Yoder, who will dribble it up the court. Yoder gets it poked away by Haley Kelsey, but right to Lindberger. And she'll get it poked away, but back to Yoder. She passes it over to Rich. And to Donis on the left side. She puts up a three-pointer, no good. Rich gets the rebound, puts up a shot in the paint, and that's no good. And the quarter will end right after that. North Shelby leading Brashear 22-12. Brashear has been outscored 8-1 in this quarter, and they're going to have to put on a serious run to come back in this game.
Seems like the third quarter has been the bane of our existence this year, Jay. We seem to stay with teams the first couple of quarters and then fall apart in the third.
Yeah, that's happened several times to the Tigers. And most of the time, it's not ended up well. That's the one quarter that puts you down, and it's hard to dig yourself out in the fourth.
If you're just joining us, in the first game tonight, Brashear wins it, going away 77-39. So at the end of three, Tigers trail in this one. Lady Tigers, 12-22.
Caroline Slavin will pass it in on the sideline to Jesse Hill. She gives it to Stephanie Elzey on the right corner. Over to Hill on the right wing. She falls down with it, but gets it out to Caroline Slavin. Back to Hill. Over to Lodwig on the left side. She dribbles back up top. To Stephanie Elzey on the right side. She dribbles it back up top. To Jesse Hill, but in between her legs. And Ahern picks up the ball for North Shelby. And she'll slow it down. Over to Yoder on the right side. She dribbles into the middle of the lane. Takes a shot. And no good. But Rich gets the rebound. It's stuffed. And it'll end up a jump ball on the floor going North Shelby's way. Donis will take it out of bounds. She passed in to Lindberger. She takes a shot from the baseline. No good. Rich gets the ball. And she is fouled. So she'll go to the line for two. The foul is on Emily Lodwig, and that's her third. Team six. With 7:11 left in the fourth quarter, Tigers still trailing 22-12. Rich's first shot is good. And her second is good. So 24-12 here in this game. North Shelby leading. Jesse Hill dribbles up the court for the Tigers. Over to Haley Kelsey on the right side. To Jesse Hill in the right corner. Back out to Emily Lodwig. She dribbles down to Haley Kelsey up top. Over to Jesse Hill on the right side. She drives, puts up a shot. No good. And Yoder will rebound for North Shelby. She gives it off to Ahern, who will dribble it up past the timeline. over to Donuth on the left side. She dribbles to the right side, hands off to Yoder, who will dribble in and then back out to Ahern. She'll dribble in the middle of the lane, and the ball is kicked by Haley Kelsey. So it'll be North Shelby's ball under the basket. Donuth will pass in for North Shelby. To Lindberger up top. At the elbow, and she misses a shot. Haley Kelsey will come down with the rebound. She'll dribble it all the way up to Emily Lodwig, who has a little bit of trouble controlling it. And her pass out to Haley Kelsey will be partially deflected by Ahern, but Kelsey gets it back to Hill, to Kelsey. Over to Hill on the right side. Kelsey drives to the basket, puts up a shot, no good, and Yoder again will get the rebound for North Shelby. To Rich, and now to Ahern. And she'll dribble the ball up the floor. On the right side, now up to the top of the key. She'll hand off to Yoder, who dribbles it over the left side. Donuth will make a running move into the lane, and over to Lindberger. She puts up a shot, and no good, but she gets her own rebound and passes it back out to Donuth. So Donuth to Ahern. Ahern to Yoder on the left side. She passes into Ahern. She takes a shot. It's no good. And Lindberger again will come up with the rebound. She's in the right corner to Donuth on the right wing. Back out to Yoder. She'll dribble it up top. And she dribbles in. And to Rich on the free throw line. And she'll dribble it back out. So Ahern, she tries to get a pass back out to Ahern, and Stephanie Elsie ties that up. So it'll be Tiger ball with 4:57 left in the game. Tigers are trailing 12-24. Jesse Hill dribbles up the court into the free throw line, out to Haley Kelsey in the right wing. Back out to Jesse Hill in the right wing. She takes a three, no good, and Rich will come up with the rebound. Tigers really hurting on rebounds. I would not be surprised if North Shelby led in both offensive and defensive. Ahern dribbles up the court to Yoder, who dribbles in the middle of the paint. Over to Orr in the left corner. To Donuth on the left wing. She dribbles in and is tied up by Emily Lodwig of Brashear. But this way, this time the possession will be going to North Shelby, so they'll get it back under their own basket. Substitution for Brashear, Abby McKim for Stephanie Elsie. Over to Ahern in the left corner. Back out to Yoder on the left wing. To Ahern, and she'll dribble it up top. She dribbles in the middle of the lane. To Donuth on the right side. She dribbles in. And there will be a foul called on Brashear's Jesse Hill. It'll be on the floor, but the North Shelby Raiders, Lady Raiders, are in the bonus, so Donuth will shoot a 1-1. That's the fourth foul on Jesse Hill. Tigers don't have very many subs. In fact, they have one. So if she fouls out, they'll be hurting for players. Donuth's first shot, it bounces around and is good. And her second shot is a little bit off. Abby McKim gets the rebound to Caroline Slavin, to Jesse Hill, who will dribble it up the left side of the floor. To Emily Lodwig. Over to Caroline Slavin. She'll take a shot from the elbow. It's no good. And Donuth will come up with the rebound. So she dribbles it up. Off to Ahern. And she drives past the Brashear defender out to Amanda Orr in the corner. She'll put up a shot, and it falls through. So a 27-12 lead for the North Shelby Lady Raiders, and the Tigers are going to have to do something fast with 3:26 left in the game. Jesse Hill dribbles in. Back out to Emily Roderick. She takes a shot. It's no good, and Rich again will come up with the rebound for North Shelby. Ahern dribbles it up the floor. Over to Donuth on the left side. To Ahern. She hands off to Yoder, who will drive in. Back to Ahern at the top of the key. Back to Yoder on the left side. To Rich in the left corner. She'll dribble it out. And to Yoder on the left wing. Ahern up top. She'll dribble it over the right side. To Yoder on the right wing. And there's a timeout called by the North Shelby coach. With 2:33 left in the game, North Shelby leading 27-12. Boxing out and rebounding has been a severe problem for the Tigers so far in this game. And I think that's what will eventually spell their doom here in this game at Knox County High School. And it looks like there will be a substitution for North Shelby. Mariah Jones will come in for Jillian Yoder. And also Elsie in for McKim. Into Donis. She passed it off to Ahern. And there's a foul by Jessie Hill. That's her fifth. And so she'll set the bench. Adam McKim will come in for her. And Ahern will go to the line for a 1-1. Ahern's first shot is no good. But Amanda Orr gets the rebound and puts up a shot, gets the rebound again, and it's eventually tied up for a jump ball. So it'll be Tiger ball with Stephanie Elsie dribbling down the middle of the court. Over to Emily Lodwig, who faked a shot but ended up traveling, so it'll be North Shelby's ball on the sideline. Or into Ahern, over to Donis. She dribbles up the court, past the half court line. Over to Jones at the top. She gives it back to Ahern. She dribbles in the middle of the lane. And there'll be a kick called on Haley Kelsey. So it'll be no Shelby ball under the basket. Jones will pass it in. Over to Orr in the right corner. To Ahern. Back to Jones. Top of the key. And she's called for a carry as she goes around the top. So, it'll be Tiger ball with 1:53. The Tigers are trailing 12-27. Yoder back in for Jones for the Raiders. Stephanie Elsie passed it over to Emily Lodwig. And she puts up a shot, no good. And Donis gets the rebound for North Shelby. She dribbles up, past the defense. Over to Ahern up top. She gives it back to Donis. She passes it off to Orr, to Yoder in the middle of the lane, and out to Ahern. She'll dribble around the top of the key. And up to Yoder, up top. She passes off to Ahern. Into Orr in the middle of the lane. Orr puts up a shot, and it falls in. So, Tigers are trailing by 17 with 55 seconds left in the game. Stephanie Elsie dribbles it up to Haley Kelsey, to Caroline Slavin, who has her shot contested at the free throw line, and it doesn't fall in. North Shelby will get the ball and go up the court. A cross-court pass from Orr to Donis. She dribbles in. And back out. She hands it off to Rich in the right corner. Back to Ahern up top. She dribbles around. To Yoder, back up top. She hands off to Ahern. And there's a foul on Abby McKim with 7.7 seconds left in the game. That will be her second personal foul. And 9 team fouls. So Ahern will shoot a 1-1. Ahern makes the first. And North Shelby leads 30-17. 30-12, excuse me. She missed the second one. Rebound by Caroline Slavin. Out to Emily Lodwig, who passed off to Abby McKim. She takes a shot, and that's no good. That's the buzzer rings. The Shearer girls lose a tough one here, 30-12 to the North Shelby Lady Raiders. So North Shelby will advance in the tournament, and the Shearer will play in the third place game. We'll be back in a few minutes for the North Shelby and Knox County boys game.
This is John Slavin. We're going to knock it down for this evening, so unfortunately you're not going to be able to listen to the last game tonight. But in the first two games, the final scores in the boys' action, Brashear wins that one 77-39 over Novinger and comes up at the short end of the stick on this girls' game, losing to North Shelby 30-12. Again, this is John Slavin, joined by Jay Scudder. Appreciate your tuning in for tonight's action in the Brashear tournament, broadcasting from Knox County. Imagine that.